We always fed them hogs when we fed them. We always had a place that we fed them every time. And if we had our share of corn, well, we put it in the same trough, we give them the water. And if it is air corn, we just throw it out there in the pen and let them get after it.
Told
you
by
find eggs in.
Right.
Oh, we only fried our eggs in the skillet on the stove.
Did you put the skillet and egg out on?
Well, it's a metal.
Is that the sheet metal or cast
iron? Cast iron. Most of them, the good ones, it's all cast iron metal.
What do you call something similar to that if it had any eggs on it and you can cook in the fireplace?
My wife cooked a mini meal in our camper when we used to spin it out and everything. We cooked them in that Dutch oven, we call it.
Uh-huh.
And I know we used to hunt down there. She used to go with us and we'd cook out there. And she'd make a whole lot of biscuits and put them in that Dutch oven. Had legs on it about that long and set it down on the fire that way. We'd have a shovel and she'd reach under there, take a big shovel full of them coals, hot coals and things, that's the lid went on there and just pile them on top of that lid. It wasn't just a few minutes, you'd have time to put it down, biscuits and biscuits.
Something you keep flowers in, you have some flowers if you want to put in the house.
Basically, you put
some flowers. What about if you wanted the flowers to grow in the house?
Do you have it? Well, you have to have something other than a lot of good fertilizer in it. Keep them where you can have them watered and everything, and keep them, well, they just keep them most, a lot of people just keep them the most anything. I've seen old broke churns and things that people have with them. Different things like that, you know, or else buy a good basis to put them in.
If you're setting a table next to the plate for everybody to eat with, you give everybody a...
Okay.
And nowadays, if you put a steak in one day tender, you have to put out steak.
You know, the only way I can tell you what we do here in our life, we're all Christians all the time. If you don't have a good knife to cut them some steak with and some cheese, you ain't got no use for it.
Steak, you have three things
to
eat, and you have three
forks
and three
knives and spoons.
Okay. And if the dishes are dirty,
does
that have to go?
It has to go to the dish pan and be washed.
Okay. And after she washes the dish, to get the
crust
off.
We always put that hot water over ours.
Then she does what to them?
Rinses them down with that hot water.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Dry rag. We use that for a drying rag.
And to bathe your face with, you'd have a...
We have a wash rag in the bathroom. Or either just go in there and just wash it off good and have the towel to wipe it on. My squirrels are sure running. You see?
Uh-huh. Do you hunt squirrels?
Yeah, I love to hunt squirrels.
How do you cook them?
Fry them and make stews out of them and just cook them anyway. Every way you can think about.
How come it's illegal to hunt them during the off season?
Oh my goodness, they're not fat and they're not thin and they're raising. You know, you've got to have certain seasons to hunt them in.
When's the season gonna be?
It's always in the late fall of the year in the winter.
Is there a limit to the number you can get?
Yeah. We don't pay attention to that.
If you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, keep it from spilling out before it blew up.